cubicling therapy. Well, you're speaking with Freya.
Hey, how are you going?
Doing well. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. I'm just doing a little ring around to see if your service might have what I'm looking for my son.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's 11. And he has been recommended from school social worker to see a mental health OT.
Okay.
Just doing a bit of a hunt around.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So thinking about mental health OT, is there anything in particular that is challenging, finding challenging or anything like that right now?
Look, yes, there's been a few complexities there. I guess the school social worker was saying around scripting specifically for him. So she was look, psychotherapy is fine as well. However, mental health OT is going to be a bit more functional for him, probably a little bit.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Better in general for him to use or to, sort of try and learn.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously there's some overlap, with the mental health OT and other ones, but definitely if we're looking at more the functional, I think that would be definitely a good one. So for us, we have, depends on where you are. Are you, are you more north side? Are you south side? Because we have two different practices. One of them in Auchenflower and the other one in Upper Mount Gravatt.
Yeah. I mean, look, we're northwest Brisbane. So, I mean, look, Auchenflower is probably better, but, happy to explore either or if there's a better fit,
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let me just have a quick check. So what was the name of your son, sorry?
His name is Byron, the bay.
Oh, wonderful. That's a lovely way of describing it. That's lovely. And what's your name?
My name's Jessie, so I'm his mum.
All right, love. Yeah. All right, wonderful. I am just going to have a double check and see which of our clinicians might be a little better for you. I'll just pop you on a quick hold and I'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
All right, wonderful. Hi, Jessie.
Hey.
Hello. So I've had a quick look, and I think, so Karen is one of our OTs. She's fully qualified as a mental health OT, but we're just waiting for paperwork to come back for, you know, yeah, for endorsement. So basically, at the moment, she wouldn't be able to process a, like, mental health care plan. Yeah, for rebates for those sessions, but she is functionally a mental health OT, so okay. She'd definitely be able to provide that same support for for Byron. So if we wanted, like, and she does work just out of our Orchid Flower Clinic, so she'd be a little easier, to get to, definitely. So she does have an intake session available on Wednesday, the 27th of August. So because Byron's 11, it would be just with yourself. It would be a guardian-only intake. And it would be, just you having a quick chat with her, or, like, you know, it's about 90 minutes. It would be quite, you know, knowing kind of, like, all history and things that have worked for Byron before, like, stuff that would help her, kind of build that rapport and relationship with him as well. And then, she'd have availability for ongoing sessions, so booking ongoing sessions from the end of September, but we could put you on a cancellation list for anything that would come up earlier, so that you could meet him a little bit before that.
Okay. So you said next week. What day did you say? Sorry.
The 27th of September. The 27th of August for that one.
So that's next Wednesday. What time did you say?
So she could do 10 a.m. or 10:30 a.m.
Okay. And you said a 90-minute.
Yes. So that one, we could,
So that's a typical kind of work day for me, but... I'm just thinking it all through.
Is there anything that's a bit better for you?
Look, Thursdays is a little bit more flexible. I'm kind of with different clients here, there and everywhere, so it's a bit more... Monday to Wednesdays are probably a little bit more hectic. I'm actually a social worker and a support worker.
Oh, so yeah. Oh, I get it.
My Monday to Wednesday is with my complex client.
Right. So it's a little bit more difficult.
Does she work every single day?
Yeah. So she works Monday to Friday. This month's looking a little bit tight for her, but let me have a quick check. We could, so Thursdays. I'm trying to see what the soonest availability for a Thursday, or you said a Monday?
No, maybe like Thursday or Friday.
Thursday or Friday, right, so it looks like the soonest availability for a Thursday or Friday would be Friday the 12th of September. We could do 9 a.m. for that if you wanted to do that one. We could also do it by telehealth as well, so you wouldn't necessarily have to come into the practice, if that would make it a bit easier.
Yeah, definitely, especially for that first one with me.
And I can pop you on a cancellation list for something a bit quick, like a bit sooner, like just for Thursday or Friday. I can pop on a cancellation list for anything that might come up then.
Yeah, cool. So as well, I guess going back to what you said around, so he does have a mental health care plan and he's still got sessions left on that. When would she be accessible for or through that, I suppose?
Yeah. I think so by the time, so by the end of September, I'm really hoping they will have. So it's pretty much I'm really hoping by that point, Medicare has decided to like us again. So from the beginning of October, I'd probably say.
Okay. So what would be the out-of-pocket for her without that, I suppose, as well then?
Yeah, so for our intake session, so a normal session, like, so a normal private paying client would be $240 per 60 minutes. So for a 90-minute mm-hmm. session, it would be 360. So if your son has an EPC, ECP.
Yeah.
I was kidding. Yeah. Then there can also be rebates through that in the meantime as well. But obviously that would depend on, what your GP has set up.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't have a care plan, but...
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I do, but that's a different story. Okay, so 360 for that initial...
And then if you do have any private health insurance, they can cover those as well.
Okay. All right. Okay. Sorry, I'm just thinking it all through.
Absolutely. No, you're fine. Did you want me to send you any information in particular about Karen? I can send it to your email if you like. So I can send you a bit of information about her. I can also send you a bit of information about our other OT, Beck. She just only works at the Southside practice, so the acrobat practice at this time. Also doesn't have a whole lot. Yeah.
I've got them right here in my phone, so I don't stress about
that. Okay. You got our website and things. Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm having a good stalk.
Good. That's what we like to hear.
Friday it would be 9 on the... Okay, I'm just sort of piecing things all together. Maybe we just book that and then I can go away because I'll have to... So 9 a.m. till 10:30. It would definitely have to be telehealth.
Absolutely, we can do that. All right. So it's on 9 a.m. on the 12th.
No worries. Let's book it in, and then I can go away, have a look at different bits and pieces, because I'm going to have to move my Friday client later, which they're usually fine with, but also that cost. Actually under his private health with his dad, so we're split family, so I could double check around that, but I'll book it in for now.
All right, wonderful. And then like I said, if any problems, you feel free to just give us a call and we can reschedule things. Wonderful. So I've got the intake for that day, and then I'll just grab a couple of details from you if I can, so I can confirm that one. So you said Byron was the name. What's the last name for Byron?
So his surname is STANKIE.
IE.
W-I-C-Z.
W-I-C-Z. S-T-A-N-K.
I-E.
W-I-C-Z.
Stankovich, yes.
Yes, beautiful. And then what's your last name?
My surname is Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N. That's
G-O-N. Wonderful. And then what's Byron's date of birth?
He's the 1st of the 6th, 2014.
Wonderful. 1st of 6th, 2014. Great. And then is this your best contact number?
Yeah, this is me. Yeah.
Okay. So I've got the number on my screen. So that's nice and easy. And then what's your best contact email as well?
So it's my name, J-E-S-S-I-E.
S-I-E.
G-O-R-D-O-N, the number
one.
At gmail.com.
At gmail. All right. Wonderful. .com. Great. Lovely. All right. So I'll send an intake form as well. It'll just have some like very basic information. But if there's anything in particular that you want Karen to maybe have a look at before your intake session with her, so if there's any reports or any if you have any an email from the because you said that it was the school social worker that actually recommended to you. If you have anything that they've particularly recommended that you want her to have a look at or be aware of, feel free to let us know for that too.
Will do. Should I book then something for Byron whilst I've got you?
Yeah, let's do that. So Karen, so are we thinking that at this point, so we said that Thursdays and Fridays are probably going to be the best day for you as well, mm-hmm. or would it be, yeah.
Yeah. And him, because I can then drop him to school after or whatever, you know.
Wonderful. Yeah, if we're happy to do that. So at this point on Thursdays and Fridays, Karen doesn't have any availability for after school appointments, but she does have a 9 a.m. on, yeah, so she has 9 a.m. on Thursday, the 9th of October, so he'd only mm-hmm. be missing maybe an hour or two.
He's actually on camp those two nights, sadly.
Oh, never mind. Oh, good for him. Lovely.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah.
So maybe the week after the 16th.
Yeah, so there's the 9 a.m. on Thursday the 16th or 9 a.m. on Friday the 17th.
Yeah, no, the Thursday the 16th, 9 a.m. would be ideal.
Wonderful. All right, so Thursday the 16th of October at 9 a.m. Wonderful. And then, so were we thinking, like, did you want to do, like, repeated appointments just so we have that session time booked out for you, just in case if we yeah. don't want to continue with them or for whatever reason, obviously we can cancel yeah. them. But, yeah, should yeah. do that. And then yeah. would you like fortnightly for that one? Or do we want to go a little bit, like, more intense, like every week? Or do we want to go every 4 weeks? What are we thinking?
I mean, he's at his dad's every other week, so that kind of cancels out. So maybe maybe fortnightly or monthly.
Yeah. Should we start with fortnightly? Actually, I'll just double check if that session remains available, like, through fortnightly. It looks like it would. Remain available through fortnightly. What we could do is just book it in the fortnightly for now, and then if that does change, we can just move it to monthly.
Yeah, cancel it out. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. All right. Yeah, because it'll be a lot easier to do that way around than the other way around. Something does get booked in there. Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. So.
What I might do for those like second and third kind of ones, I might go to telehealth or video, you know, whatever, for yes. those, just to sort of make it a bit simpler.
Yeah, absolutely.
So then he can just, you know, be on the phone with her.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fine. So we want to go for Thursday, so the 16th of the 10th, and then the next one after that will be the 30th.
Yeah.
Yeah, 30th of October. Sure. So both of those by telehealth, and then we'll see how we go, if we want to go in person.
Well, let's do the first one in person, the 16th.
Okay.
We'll go with that. And then from there, if we can go to telehealth, that would be ideal.
Absolutely. That sounds good. And then, you know, he has a little bit of an introduction. He kind of knows. Yeah, it's not so abstract, definitely.
Yeah.
All right, that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, and then lovely. And then obviously you guys can get to school a little bit quicker as well after that.
Wonderful. And then I'll get to work. Cool. All right.
I think that's everything I need from you in terms of, all that, all the intake info. I'll send you a copy of the intake form. And also like a list of those appointments that we've made today. Like I said, if anything needs to change, you can feel free to let us know.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you so much.
No worries at all. Thank you so much for calling, Jessie.
Thanks. Bye.
Right, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.